Sometimes I do feel that the world really needs some lasting meditator to bless it. Just to live. You don't even have to do anything. Just to continue living. Have the presence in this world. So the world will become better. And sometimes I really feel like continuing to live forever. Not that I didn't think about that. I say I feel like, only feel like I'm doing it or different things. But I still might do it, yeah. Maybe. It's not that bad, is it, this world? Is it so bad? Apart from the ingredients, reading so long, what is it so bad? Huh?
Not now.
What, honey?
Not now that we are with your guidance. Because yeah, you guide us every day.
Mm-hmm.
We are not alone. Things are easier.
Oh, okay. Yeah, of course, no doubt, there are some days that I want to go immediately, you know. Not one more second, yeah. But some day when I see the world so full of suffering, I just feel like I should continue living forever. Just to live forever. Until everybody is enlightened, you know, and the world has no more suffering. It's not like I have to go out to lecture or anything, just continue living. Yeah. So that the meditation and the energy will keep generating into far corners continuously, and then it heals. Well, at least it will not harm. Put it that way, huh? Well, I told you, I'm also very shy. I cannot talk much about these things. But I really did feel many times that I should continue. Do you? You sometimes think like that? Yeah?
Yes.
No? Yes?
No.
Cool! No. Then don't die!
Esther.
Huh?
Babaji said he would stay in the flesh
forever. Who?
Babaji?
Oh.
I read it in Yogananda's book that he promised that he will stay in the flesh forever.
That's
on this planet.
That's true.
And they say that he can manifest anywhere on the planet in his physical body and take care of people that way.
Oh, sure. Any enlightened master, highly enlightened master, can do that. Even some masters who have already passed, they still can manifest on earth too. Yeah, but they just cannot guide you physically. Yeah. And it's always better to have a master who can guide you physically and spiritually. It's always safer. It should be that way. It's not just safer, but that's the way it should be. Yeah. Because we're physical.
But is it possible to completely repair this planet? I mean, this whole universe is under the rule of Kal, Niranjan, right? So I think it's not possible to completely improve it, right?
等一下过去。 Huh? What? Not completely what? I just saw somebody that I need to talk to later, you know. Yeah. After you finish, go there so I don't forget, huh? Yeah, what? Sorry, can you please be so kind as to repeat again? I was kind of distracted because I need to talk to this person for 3-4 days already. I keep putting him off and I just feel bad because I didn't have time.
It's okay.
Is it
So I understand that God wants His will to be done on this earth just as well as in heaven, right?
Ask what it is, the question.
The question is that the lower worlds are under the rule of Kal, and if he's the ruler down here, then he will not let this planet become heaven completely, 100% heaven.
Yeah.
So we can improve it temporarily, but then it will have to be destroyed because he's the ruler down here, right?
We can improve it until everybody else wants to improve themselves. You can keep it going until everyone else is awakened enough to get enlightened. And then we come together and take Carl by the neck, throw him in the sea, say, bye-bye.
Okay, I didn't know that was possible.
Oh, everything is possible. But you don't know Carl is the Buddha. Carl is the other side of God. He does all this out of love. Or else, how can you train yourself? How can you sharpen your willpower and determination to go home again? No obstacle, no test, yeah? No strength.
I understand.
Yeah. So he's a good guy. Once you're good, he's good. And when you go up there, you see Carl over there, and you drink tea with him. We're good friends, no problem. He's doing his job. And a very loving, compassionate, patient, difficult job. Yeah. There's no fallen angel except the volunteer. Yeah? Okay? Wow. We're talking deep now. Not just cookies. Thy will in heaven and all that stuff. When you ask me a question, ask this in your language, okay? Ask your heartfelt question. Do not run around in this maze of intellectual garbage. This is not yours. Yeah? Whatever it is somebody else. Some good things, if it's not yours, you don't know how to use it, it becomes garbage. It's better to ask in your own language, in your own formula of speaking, in your heartfelt articulation, huh? Okay? It is more real. Understand? Yeah. All right. I now, any more? Huh?
I just thought there was a contradiction there. You know, what
contradiction about how God's will be done here?
Yes, and since you also said that these lower three worlds will have to be destroyed because nothing is permanent down here, so it will last only a certain amount of time. And when it becomes so terrible that nobody can live here anymore, then it will have to be destroyed.
Yeah, but if somebody lives here, it's not so terrible. That's the thing. You see what I mean now? Even it doesn't have to be like forever, forever, forever. Just live here, sustain the world until everyone becomes all enlightened. Then even if the world is destroyed, it's not about the physical destruction that I'm talking about. Yeah? Besides, if everyone is enlightened, there's no more world, you know, and the vibration of the planet will change. And then it's not the earth planet anymore, it's a heaven planet. Yeah? In a higher frequency. And such a higher frequency is hard to destroy. Okay?
Okay.
Its coarse frequency is easy to destroy now because it is like this. Yeah? Because people don't practice. They're not awakened. Eh? But in a few thousand years or 3,000 years, people are different. Yeah? And if someone, for example, like Babaji, continues his presence to sustain the planet and make the planet vibration so it's not so bad and influence people slowly, then they'll be awakened and all want to be yogis and practicing, and then the whole planet will be different. Yeah, it's for that purpose. It's not to keep this physical planet forever or anything. It's to live to bless the people of the planet, not to bless the planet. Just so to speak, to bless the planet for everything, not just people. Yeah? And then a lot of people are more awakened, influenced slowly. But this is slower, of course, than if you do it by yourself. If somebody else influences you, it is slower because you have to deal with your own will, you see? You have to want enlightenment. So a master can continue sustaining the planet until everybody want enlightenment, you see, and then they do it by themselves. Do you understand? Is it a contradiction? Is it too bad? Yeah? You do? Cool.
Thank you, Master.
Are you welcome? Hmm. Anyone else? Oh, still ask questions. Oh, here. Give it to her first, you see. Continue with this. You wait a little. Yeah. Oh, now you have two microphones.
Sorry, we were talking earlier about the amount of work that goes into creating the retreat, and I just forgot one thing. I just wanted to, on behalf of all the people who truly, truly appreciate the sacrifice of the brothers and the residents and the hufas and the cooks and everyone who's been working so hard to put this together, thank you for us.
Thank you. But you said it already when I was talking in there. So you want to say it again?
I forgot to thank the monks.
Thank the monks? But they were there. They were videoing and all that stuff. They were always there. Also, there are some no-monk brothers. Yes. Don't worry. They will see the video before everybody else. But make it crispy, to the point. No EGG about it. Yeah, and they are going to work more after you leave. It's not just now. Yeah. They are very good workers, huh? Just a handful of people, do a lot of things, maintain the center and everything. We have some help from Taiwan also, you know, but still. Hmm? The permanent ones are the ones who work. Always have to be there now. Mm. Okay, thank you, huh? Thank you. Thanks all the kitchen people. Thanks all the Mai Tai people. Mm. I mean the shopping people, yeah? Thanks to the cleaning people. Thanks to the Mekong decorating people. Yeah, what is that?
Master, I have to go now.
You have to go? Okay, yeah. Brother. Go ahead. Thank you.
It's been a pleasure working with you and looking forward to next time to work with you again.
Okay. You're always a hufa. Did you have time to meditate?
Yeah, I did, Master, yeah.
Oh, good. Please go take some cake, brother, okay? Some candies, if you like to. Oh, man. You got a blessing, man. They're not much, brother, but a lot of love put in here from the shopping people. Get some more there if you want to take some home, okay? Thanks for lending a hand, eh? He always lends a hand when I walk down or up with the jeep. Yeah. All the best, brother. Love you. Mm. Mm. I still feel sad even if just one person goes. Yeah. I leave you at any time and I have to go also, but that doesn't mean I don't feel sad. Because I feel sad, it doesn't mean I cannot go. No, it's like that. Brother, yeah. Any one of you want to go, please go. Don't miss your plane and make excuse to stay here. We don't have that much food anymore.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, vegan, is a world-renowned spiritual teacher, humanitarian, and artist
To learn more about her compassionate life and teachings, please visit suprememastertv.com/master.